Before I found my voice, I learned how to disappear. In episode 9 of Little Did I Know, I open up about the bullies who didn't just push me around. They pushed me to the edge of myself. From Crimp Deo's vicious assaults to the confusing duality of my older brother's love and torment, this chapter is about fear, humiliation, survival, and the quiet ways we reclaim our power. It's raw, personal, and long overdue. I'll take you back to the Berkeley Park field, the treehouse I claimed as my secret refuge, and the deep scars that never showed on the outside, bruised but breathing. Because sometimes survival isn't about fighting back, it's about outlasting the storm. Don't miss the upcoming release of my memoir, Little Did I Know, From Shadows to Light, My Story, coming by year's end. Welcome back to Little Did I Know. I'm Dave Little, and this is episode 9, titled Bruised But Breathing. Today, we're digging into something a bit darker, bullying. Not just the physical bruises, but the emotional damage that shapes the way a kid sees the world and himself.
This one's going to be tough, but important. Addressing David. David, you've opened up about a lot already, but this episode, this is where the scars show.
Yeah, and it's not just about the trauma. It's about how you kept breathing through it all. So let's start with a name, Chris Crimp Deo.
Crimp. Man. Just saying his name makes me feel that familiar knot in my stomach. Crimp wasn't a casual bully. He was relentless. Bigger, stronger, older, and cruel. He'd tackle me out of nowhere, pin me down, and spit in my face. Real spit, loogies. It was humiliating.
That's horrifying. Did anyone step in? Teachers? Friends?
No one ever did. That was the thing. At Berkeley Park, it was like a gladiator arena. Kids would gather, smoke, joke, and when Crimp made his move, they'd just watch. Some laughed. I'd go home dirty and ashamed and silent.
What gave him that kind of power?
His family was known. He grew up with the Robertis, Welcomes, and McDonald's. They were all tight. I was still the outsider. His brother had cancer and passed away a few years later. I didn't know that back then. Maybe he was hurting, but that didn't explain why he targeted me.
And this went on for years?
Yeah. He became my main antagonist. Even Richie Seabest and my brother Jim had nothing on Crimp when it came to psychological damage.
But you had a secret, didn't you? Something that gave you just a sliver of power back.
Yeah, his treehouse. This incredible, tricked-out fort about 100 yards behind his house. When he wasn't around, I'd sneak in at night, bring my candle, radio, headphones, smokes. That was my hideout. I'd sit there in silence, listening to Boston's More Than a Feeling, thinking, he doesn't even know.
Wow, that's like poetic justice. You took refuge in his kingdom.
Exactly. It gave me enough peace to get through. I'd let him spit on me because I knew I'd be sleeping in his fort that night.
That kind of duality, being bullied and yet reclaiming space, is incredibly powerful. Did you ever get your revenge?
Not in the traditional way. I never fought him back. But I found other ways to reclaim my story. Music, theater, Ruth IV, and telling it now. That's the real revenge.
You said earlier that some of the bullies left emotional wounds that didn't show. Can you speak to that?
Yeah. Jim, my older brother, his bullying was confusing. He'd beat me, tease me cruelly, but then he'd take me out to shoot hoops. He stuck up for me against Richie once and even got his nose broken in the process. It was dissonant, loving and violent at once.
That messes with the kid's understanding of trust.
Exactly. You're always guessing which version of someone you're going to get. And it trains you to be small, to be quiet,
to find corners to survive it.
What would you say to kids today going through something similar?
Find your fort. Whatever it is, whether it's music, art, or just a friend who listens, you are more than what's happening to you. And one day, you will tell your story and own every part of it. Thanks for walking through this tough one with me. Bruised But Breathing is more than a title. It's a truth I carried quietly for years. The bullying, the silence, the hiding, it shaped me. But it didn't stop me. Sometimes we survive by finding light in hidden places. And for me, that light came from the Coho's Music Hall. Next time on Little Did I Know, I'll take you deeper into that world. The creaky wooden stage, the velvet curtains, and the people who helped me believe I was more than the labels I'd been given. From Donna and Sheila Quinn, to Christopher Dreamus, Danny Kuva, and even Ronnie the bartender, these were my guides through the spotlight and the shadows. Episode 10, Stage Lights and Second Chances, is coming soon. And don't forget, my memoir, Little Did I Know, From Shadows to Light, My Story, is dropping by year's end. Keep following the podcast for more stories, more healing, and a few unexpected curtains.